Amen. What a great song. I had the privilege of cheating. I saw that that was on the song list for this morning, so and I didn't know the song, so I went to look it up and listen to it a couple of times and was able to read through the lyrics online and just like, wow. So I've been kind of thinking and chewing on this. I'd encourage you to go do that at home. Go ask Alexa or whatever it is to play that song for you, or Google it. Look up the lyrics and just enjoy, savor that, the richness that the truth of that song portrays. It actually goes through from the incarnation to the sin-bearing substitute to the power of the resurrection, and just paints the picture of our salvation. And I just want to, on that theme, look at 1 John chapter 3. Verse 1, it says, see, look, behold, what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. Look, behold, wonder, stand in amazement at this. At what? At His love. At what love? What kind of love? See what kind of love the Father has given. It's a gift. It's free. It's grace. Look at what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called sons of God. Do you understand what was required, what it took, what God did, freely given to us in grace, but what it cost Him for us now today to stand together as a church family and say, we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Do you realize what that took? It took these great truths that we celebrate, the incarnation, that God, from all eternity, took on flesh, became human. It's what we celebrate at Christmas time, that God from eternity entered into our creation, into the creation He breathed into existence, that Jesus became flesh, took on a human body. And why? Why did He come? He says, I came to seek and to save the lost. He says, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. He says, I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many. Why? He states it all over. I came to lay down my life. As we learn in Corinthians, He became, He who knew no sin, the sinless, perfect Lamb of God, became sin, took my sin in His body on the tree. He became my sin. He took my sin to the cross, and He nailed it to the cross. He paid my price. He took the punishment I deserve. He was the substitute, the sacrifice that took my place. And He didn't stay dead. He died. He really and truly died. He was buried. And He rose triumphant from the grave on the third day. And He's alive today. And so we can look at that. We who are dead in our trespasses and sins, He made us alive together with Jesus. By grace are we saved through faith. That's what it took for us today to be called sons, daughters of the Most High God. See, behold, look, what kind of love. This morning I'd invite us to taste, to savor, to treasure together the great love that the Father has given to us. We own His love. He gave it to us as a gift in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans tells us, if while we were sinners, if He did this for us when we were rebels, when we were enemies, how much more now that we have been brought near by the blood of Christ, how much more will He not freely give us everything good for us? Everything that would bless us. What love. See what love. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll serve communion, bread and juice, reminders of what it cost, what it took. We have bread that is a reminder that Jesus took on real human flesh, that He lived in a body like this one. He lived a real human life, and that real human body was nailed to a cross, was broken. His blood, real human blood. Now this is grape juice, a reminder of His blood, but it was real human flesh and blood that was broken and poured out to show us love, to extend His grace and His love to each one of us. We're going to serve you bread and juice. If you're trusting only and completely in Jesus, if you're a believer in Him, you're invited to remember with us. Take bread and juice, and as you hold those in your hand, reflect on what He did for you. Reflect on what it cost. Look at what kind of love the Father has for you, that you should be adopted into His family, but be called a son or daughter of the Most High. And I'd invite you, if you're hearing this today and saying, I don't know if I have that. I don't know if I am His. I would invite you today, call out to Him in simple trust, saying, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior, and would You rescue me from my sins? Would You forgive me and wash me clean? Would You apply the blood of Jesus to my sins and wash me clean and make me new? And He will do that for you right here, right now, as you sit in your seat, as you just cry out to Him in faith and ask with the trust of a child who knows that his Father is good and loves to give good gifts. Just cry out in simple faith and invite Him to forgive your sins and wash you clean, to make you His. Take these things and hold them and reflect and look at the great love that the Father has for you. Father, thank You that although You didn't have to, although You were under no obligation, You freely gave Your only Son to come, to become one of us, to take on flesh so that You could take in that flesh our sins and hang crucified as a substitute to pay my price. To conquer sin. To conquer death by dying. To conquer hell by enduring the wrath of Your Father Jesus against my sin. You took it all so that You could call me Your own. Holy Spirit, You've opened our eyes to see the truth, to see the good news, to see the beauty of the cross. Look, what kind of love. We stand in wonder and worship, and we remember Jesus, Your body broken for us. Take and eat. Jesus, your blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new. Drink.